News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a cap on rent increases of as little as 2% could come into force as early as next month. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien is pushing for the cap that could be signed off by the Cabinet by the end of this month. Earlier on, we asked Father Peter McVerry, founder of the housing charity, the Peter McVerry Trust, if he thought a 2% cap did enough to help renters.
I don't think it's enough. The rents are far too high. I think everybody acknowledges that. And the very least we have to do is to, I think, freeze the rents. When we had the rent freeze and the ban on evictions during the COVID months, the number of homeless people dropped by almost 2,000. It had a huge, huge effect. And I would like to see both of those measures brought into effect again.
Okay, and for more on this, I'm joined by Owen Riley of Owen Riley Real Estate. Owen, a 2% cap on rent increases, a rent freeze, this all appears to be being debated at the moment. What's your reaction to that?
I would be very concerned about the unintended consequences of another intervention by the government into the property market again. It's less than 12 weeks ago, the property investors were told that rents going forward could only be increased in line with inflation. And now, because maybe that wasn't well thought out enough or the unintended consequences weren't thought out, they're now coming in because inflation is on the up and telling landlords they can only increase rents up to 2%. And we're in an accommodation crisis. Everyone knows that. One of the reasons why the crisis is deepening is because landlords continue to exit the rental market in large numbers. More than half of our sellers over the last 2 years are landlords exiting the market, and other agents are showing similar kind of data. So the market has now got so dysfunctional that tenants aren't happy with it. Landlords are not happy with it. We have a huge supply problem, and another intervention by the government is actually going to decrease supply, not increase it. Investors need some uncertainty in the regulatory framework that they're operating in. And this is small investors, mom and dad investors, and also large investment
I take
funds.
Your point. We know anecdotally that the small landlords are exiting the market. We know that broadly speaking, society here doesn't particularly like the big landlords either, perhaps doesn't like any landlords. But what should be done? I mean, a lot of the pushback on this is because there is a tax break, I suppose, largely within the budget for landlords, but there doesn't appear to be very much there for renters, and many people are struggling to pay their rent.
Yes, and it's terribly tough for tenants. I guess what I'm just trying to make people aware of is there are unintended consequences. Landlords are leaving the market, as I said, and this is why. If you take, there are large investment funds active mainly in central Dublin, where apartment development is not feasible unless they were providing the funds required. But if mom and dad landlords are leaving the market, and if they continue to leave the market because the government continue to react in this kind of very chaotic way at this stage, without thinking about the unintended consequences, and it means that there's continued to be a lack of accommodation when we need it, more affordable accommodation. And also, Keir, if I could just add, if they put a cap on rent, or if they're talking about a three year rent freeze, for example, one of the huge unintended consequences of that is there is no incentive for upgrade their property, make their properties more energy efficient, for example, or greener. There is no incentive to do that.
So are you saying, and we've heard people say it before, that it's the chopping and changing is the issue? And we did hear that rents were going to be brought in line with inflation, but then tenancies are in rent pressure zones, and apparently the inflation rate in those rent pressure zones was going to be 3%, and people thought that was too high. So are you saying that it's the chopping and the changing and the lack of certainty that's causing part of the problem here?
Absolutely. I mentioned investment funds there, and these funds operate in a lot of different countries and continents. And if they have no certainty in the regulatory framework they're operating in, they will not commence the development, or they'll move their funds elsewhere.
Briefly, before I let you go then, as somebody who works in this area, can you see any useful intervention that could be made to ease the burden on renters? Because we do know that Generation Rent is struggling.
Quite simply, supply, supply, supply. We need all types of tenure. We need affordable homes, social homes, affordable rental, private homes, build to rent. We need all types of tenure of homes. Unfortunately, the state has not been investing in housing for a couple of decades now. the consequences of that are terrible for renters. They're now at this stage blaming small landlords because of this lack of investment. In terms of that's the only solution, Ciara, I can see. I think in some cases, a rent cap or a rent freeze has merit if the landlord is already receiving market rent or close to it. These rent pressure zone rules were brought in 5 years ago. Some landlords who hadn't increased rents in years were caught out overnight. Many of them are still getting rents 20-25% below market rent.
No, fair.
We're in high inflation. It's going to hit their savings. Many of them have bought these properties for their pension.
Okay, as you said, dysfunctional market. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. That is Owen Riley there of Owen Riley Real Estate.